You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, usually when we have a memorial liturgy, we save the sermon until after the Panigida. But something is telling me that it will not be possible for especially the children to last until that long. And so I thought it would be important to say a few words now, especially to the children. But children, just as is always the case, and you are certainly tired of hearing your parents say, it's very hard to listen while you're talking or when you're eating the sugar out of the koliva. So someone should be keeping an eye on the koliva so we are not eating the sugar out of the koliva. There we go. The Holy Church appoints for us several special days. These special days are to remember those who have gone before us, those who have died. It is very important for us as Orthodox Christians to understand that this is a practice that goes back to the ancient times, even before Christ. The idea of remembering and praying for those who have gone before us is not something new. It's something very ancient. When we do this, when we pray for those who have gone before us, we often sing a hymn called Memory Eternal. Usually we are completely confused about why we are singing this hymn, but we are very happily ignorant. It's not that we feel bad about this, we just don't know why are we doing this. We think we do, but we're wrong. Why do we do this? Who is the eternal memory? Are we praying for the eternal memory of that person that on earth they will be remembered for all of the good things that they have done in this life, and that their parents or their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and everyone else will remember them on earth? This is what we think we are doing, but we are not. We are praying that they will always be remembered by God. By God. Now, does God forget? Of course God does not forget. But if God does not know you, if God does not remember you, then you are truly dead. But if God knows you, if you have taken the time in your life to introduce yourself to God, to come close to God, to be very easily identified by God because you are his child, then God remembers you. Your memory is eternal, and you live. This does not mean that we live forever in this life. Perish the thought. When we are young and strong, we think of only this life. And when we get older, we think of only this life. And when we are about to die, sadly, we think only of this life. But this life is only a preparation for eternity. If we think of eternity as a sparrow, which is walking across the Rocky Mountains and wearing them down with his feet. By the time he finishes that, that will be the first moment of eternity. And our lives are just a blink in the eye of eternity. But we can use these lives wisely. We can use these lives well. Not to make $1 million, not to be famous and be on, you know, television, or to be on YouTube, or to be whatever, but so that we may be remembered by God eternally. And in that, brothers and sisters, even when we die in this life, we will live forever. So this is what we are doing when we are singing Memory Eternal. And it's very important for us to understand this. This is also a concept that goes back even before Christ. The Jews also understood this, that we must be remembered by God. And the way to be remembered by God is to be his child. No parent forgets his child. And the way that we become children of Christ is by following him, by being in his house, just as we are in the house of our parents, by following in his footsteps, just as we follow in the footsteps of our parents, by becoming like him, just as we become just like our parents. Those who have children realize that they slowly become their parents. The children will only realize this when they have children as well. But the image is a beautiful one, because God is also our parent, and we want to become just like him, just as we begin to resemble physically, and even in other ways, our own parents. So brothers and sisters, and especially children, make your memory eternal. Be the child of God. Understand that this is the most important thing that you will do in this life. And this is where you should spend most of your resources. And if you do that, then when the time finally comes, and your children and your great-grandchildren are standing at your grave and singing Memory Eternal, this will not be a vain hope, but this will be a statement of fact that you are remembered by God and that you will live forever with him. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.